Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Hey, apparently there's a race on Tuesday as well, the race that stops the nation. You better give us your thoughts on that, Tristan, what the market's been up to. Give us all the latest for the punters.
Yeah, so this morning, just before we were filming this on the Thursday morning, and unfortunately, Durston, the Caulfield Cup winner, just came out of the race, which is a little bit disappointing for Connections. It was obviously right in there as a competitive hope. Duval Legend is the firm favourite, $4.80. It's been very, very well backed with us in from, we've got an average dividend at this stage of $8.50. So the punters have certainly found it. 20-1 was the highest price we bet back in July, and punters have backed it from 20s into 14s into 10s and now into $4.80. So it's a clear favourite. Loft is $6.50. It's another one that's been very well supported. It was 100-1. Back in June. It's firmed up from 101 into 17 into 16 and now into the 650 second favourite. Without a Fight has been one that we've actually dodged. It's the 950 third pick. It was 40-1 for a while and it firmed up into 14 quite quickly, but we haven't taken that much activity on it just yet. Mondophilia 12, Gold Trip 13, and Luna Flare at 18. Now, the one that we've got a very awkward position on is Kimora. Some of the connections of Kimora that may have a council with us, they suggested when they secured the horse a number of months ago and brought it over here, they managed to secure the nice $61 that was available at the same time. So it's into $20, which puts us in a little awkward position with our dividend there. But we're going to take a lot of activity between now and then. So it'll be interesting to see what the book looks like as we get closer to jump. But yeah, certainly a pretty wide open field, a lot different to what it was this time last year with Incentivise very, very firm.
I personally think it's probably one of the weakest Melbourne Cup fields I have looked at for many, many years. And the two internationals at the top of the market in Deville Legend and Loft, if they're half right and ready to go on Tuesday, my goodness, I think the two of them absolutely dominate the race. Go back and look at Loft's last run when it won the Belmont Gold Cup on turf over 3,200 metres in, I think it was New York at Belmont. It's a French international lightly raced with European Group 1 form. It was probably 12 lengths off the lead last coming to the 600 over 3,200 metres and won by two or three lengths eased down. It picked them up, gave them a cold and went away. Now, it might not have beat a lot, but it's lightly raced with a very strong rating profile for a 3,200 metre race. And then Deville Legend with a very astute trainer who is now out on his own. It's owned by Mr. Ho of Classic Legend fame, who's targeted this race. It's in English form is just outstanding. Yet to run past, I think, 25 or 2600, but it does look like it's certainly bred to give this a shake and the form around it. So two internationals for mine. I thought if you Dutch booked the two of them at 5 and 650 thereabouts, I think you're probably in the queue on Tuesday. Well, if one of them wins, I certainly will be.
Oh, there's tickets flying around everywhere, aren't there, on the Tuesday? You've got about six runners going for you in about eight different ways, and it's a fantastic day, a great day for the occasional punter, a great day for the serious punter as well. For what it's worth, gentlemen, a horse that has travelled a little bit of a forgive run last up, but a very good second in the Caulfield Cup, has run 9,940 metres this preparation, so 60 metres short of the famous Bart Cummings 10,000 metres. Gold Trip at $13 will be the horse that I'll be backing in this year's Melbourne Cup with about seven others. So there you go. Ooh.
I certainly think Gold Trip is a big chance in the race. And from my end, it looks a really, I probably agree with Jared's sentiment that it maybe isn't the strongest race we've seen. The one I'm probably looking for, and I'm almost doing it a little bit on spec, is a horse at $18, Young Werther. It had massive booms on it this time last preparation, or probably 2 weeks earlier into the campaign. And unfortunately, a few things went wrong with Young Werther. last year, and it's come back, and I think it's just starting to slow, come back into a little bit of firm form. So I'm sort of relying on a bit of where I feel there might be a bit of perceived upside based on the wraps and my sort of interpretation that might not be the strongest cup we've seen in a long time. So I'm just going to have something, I'm always looking for a little bit of value when we're bookmaking. We'll be putting the favourites in for quite a bit on cup day. So I'm just going to keep our foot on Young Werther at the $18.